What?
Because Chassidu the Mahalcha Yishmoino for Mahalcha Yarbo. The Uber inside the Pora has its whole split. It's like eight, and it's walking in the mother is only Arba true, but the kid is has eight. So maybe it also doesn't have the chiddush of this pasuk. It will not become tummy of its mace. Samara says no. The pasuk says v'chol holach l'rabbi is por b'mei gomel. The pasuk v'chol holach is mar b'dis. Even though the Uber is a Pora, it has its hoof split, but since it's in the Meya Gomel, created in a camel, it has luck like a camel, and therefore if it's mace inside, they would be have Tumas Nevela. The Mar says, what's going to be though, Kolot Bimei Kluta Litamei? What's going to be though of a Pora that doesn't have Simoni Tyra? If it's inside also Kolot, its mother's also the same way. That means it came out of a Behemoth Tyra, just it doesn't have its hoof split, so we say the animal itself is Torah. But still now the Uber inside it, if it's mace, it should have Tumas Nevela on it. Why? Because this color is called the Mahalcha Yarba of Mahalcha Yarba. Since the mother doesn't have its hoof split, and the Uber doesn't have its hoof split, so it's called Mahalcha Yarba, third Mahalcha Yarba. So where it says, Lahochi, for this much, since the mother Lamaisa has a Heta Shchita done to it, Ahani Kavuchayim to Rav Chisda. Even Rav Yosef would agree that since Lamaisa, the mother, has a Heta Shchita on it, even though it's a kolot, but since it came out of a kosher pora, we yelled once it's born, it's mutabachila, but since the shchita would be good for it, who would then have added help on the Uber, would not have his tumas nevela, even though it's mace inside the mother. Mamur says, Mas, give lo rabachtavo barami. Rabachtavo asked the question, says, Chazir b'maye chazirto. We have a chazir in the stomach of its mother, in the chazirto, in the pig. Is lo letam, it also should not have a tumas nevela then. Even though it's mace inside the pig. Why? To Mahalche Shemeinu, Mahalche Shemeinu. Because the pig, we know, has its hoof split. So it's not called Mahalche Yarba, it's called Mahalche Shemeinu. So that can be the pshat from Rabbi Yossi, from this pasuk of Chol Holach HaKapov. It means if it has to be only four, without it means four hooves, without any hoof split. So that can't be the pshat, because then it'll be kasher on a pig. Because we know the pig's hooves are split, even though it's tummy, because it doesn't chew its cut. It says, Nefesh ki siga b'chol tomei. A nefesh such as any tomei. Oyvin avelis chaya tomeya. Oyvin avelis beima tomeya. Oyvin avelis sheretz tomei. That's the posik. So, v'chi nevelis beima tomeya metamo. Uvetarulim metamo. What does it mean to say nevela v'beima tomeya? Is only the nevela dead animal of a beima tomeya tomei, and not the dead animal of a beima toiro? There's Tumas Nevela on a Behema Torah also. Elo, the posse means like this. Eizah Zeh, what does the posse mean? Michadeshia? Ze Uber She Bitumeya. Tomei. That means if you have an Uber, the fetus, a dead fetus, in the Behemoth Tumeya stomach, then it's Tomei. Over Torah Tor, Mashenkin, if the fetus is in a Behema Torah, it remains Tor. That's the limit from Rabbi Yossi. So that's the philosophy here. Samara says, if so, on the Yachad, the Nafkalayim, the Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, once we learn up from Nachman Yitzchak's Pasuk to a Yitzchak Lomeli, what do we have to have a Yitzchak's Pasuk altogether for? What are we dashing from Yitzchak's Pasuk? Now that we have Rav Nachman, so what do we do with the Pasuk before the Yitzchak said, of Chol Holach HaKapa, of Chol HaChai Oleches? What do we do with that Pasuk? Samara says, no. I loved Rav Yitzchak, not for the Pasuk of Rav Yitzchak also, how even I would have thought to say, Kula Likidarav Hudiyasa. The Rebbe Yudiyasa, the only Pasuk is only coming like Rebbe's Jerusha. Kamash Malon, Kamash Malon is also teaching us that a behemoth Tameya, where the Uber is mace, it has Tumas Nevela right now. Now, where's this halacha of Rebbe? Like Rashi says, the Gemara later will have the Yom Lekamon, Ekroni Chaya Behemo Loma Nemro, Viva Tameya. So, kids, so we need both these Tsukun to Megala, exactly what the Pshat is, the Torah has been the Chadish here, that an Uber, behemoth Tameya, the Uber has Tumas Nevela on it. Rebbe's halacha will soon see the next daf. Now the Gemara says, Tani learn like this. Omer Rebbe Yonasin, Namti li leben Azai. He again, Tani we learned it. Omer Rebbe Yonasin said, that Namti loi leben Azai. Like he said to Ben Azai, that Lomadna, we learned like this, that Nevela Behema Toiro Shematama. We know that Behema Toiro, where if it dies without a Shechita Nevela, it has Tumas Nevela on it. When the veil is behemoth tamei shematam, we just know by behemoth tamei is also the same thing. When it dies, it has tumas nevela on it. Nevela is chaya tamei shematamus.
the nevela b'chayir also, the nevela chayir tumei also, when it dies, it's metama. And nevela chayir Torah, lele madnu. But we do not have any posse to say if a nevela of a chayir Torah, or let's say a deer, l'moshel, a deer, a tzvi, that's called a chayir Torah, when it dies without shechita, how do we know what to say it's nevela is tamei? Minayin. So Namli said back to me, answered me like this. The pasuk says, "Kol hoylech hakapov." The pasuk we dashed before that bechol achaya leches. From that pasuk, I know that even a chaya, a Torah, when it's smeis, it has tumas nevela. Namtilus, I said back to him, "V'chinemer." The pasuk say, "Bechol chaya." They say, "Bechol chaya." For the lenemerela, bechol hachaya. The ma'afle kapayim bechayud yos. Like we had before, it's only counting mechadish. That when the uber of a behemoth temeya is maced in the stomach, it has tumas nevela, but not to talk about a chayat Torah. So Namli said back to me, "O my Yishmol Amar B'Dovazel, what does Yishmol say about this?" Namtilei said back to him, "The pasuk says b'chiyomus min abehemo zu behemoth temeya ashiluchem liyachlu zu behemoth Torah." So lemadam, learn out from me a chayat bechlal behema. I learn out from this pasukim here that chayat the same loch like a behema. And also, behema bechlal chaya, a behem also the same loch like a chaya. So, chaya Torah bechlal behema Torah. That a chaya Torah is the same loch like a behema Torah. And chaya tmeya bechlal behema tmeya. And a chaya tmeya also the same lochis. So, if of this heck I shall learn out any din that applies by behema. So, by behema we have psukim that a behema Torah or behema tmeya, when it's smeis it has tumas nevela. So, the same thing applies to a chaya also. A chaya Torah, a chaya tmeya. When it's made without a shechita, it has tumas nevela on it. All right, we'll stop here.